The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Belue Show, only on The Fan.
From 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta, you got the Buck Belue Show. Here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, streaming at 680thefan.com. The Fan mobile app is driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, I say it's the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. They also say, let us wow you up at Beaver Toyota in Cumming. Gang's all here. Road Dog Gillespie, producer, engineer Derek Thomas. And they look focused, locked in. As we get another workday underway. And a special treat, I've got my daughter Audrey with me today, home from college for the summer. Always fun having you in here, girl.
Yes, I'm excited to be back again.
So we got this fangirl thing going on here at 680 The Fan. And looking forward to you giving us some content with the 680 The Fan Girl. What do you think of this? Instead of just pure sports, gives the ladies in town that would like to listen to 680 The Fan a little more content tailored to the ladies.
Yeah, I think it's perfect, especially for people like me who like going to games and stuff but don't exactly know everything going on.
Yeah. So, looking forward to seeing what you can come up with today for that. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today, and you can follow us on Instagram and on TikTok.
You need to get on TikTok, Dad.
Yeah, I still hadn't figured the TikTok thing out. DT, do you have TikTok?
That's a negative. I can't say that I do.
Road Dogg, do you have TikTok?
Yes, I do. Love scrolling through TikTok at night and watching all the videos while it's still legal in the United States, at least. I know, down the hall.
Yeah, I've just totally missed out. And when I brought it up, your mother has said, no, you don't need to get on TikTok.
I think she'd be a little embarrassed, but I personally think that you, I think you need to get on.
Embarrassed. Yeah, but it seems like Rhett, or your younger brother, is on TikTok a lot these days.
Yeah, I think we all are.
What are you doing? What are you watching?
I like to make videos more than watch, I think. Depends on what you like.
All right. Well, here we are. Hump Day Wednesday, halfway through the work week. What do you say we get started here?
Buck's Big Take.
I'm concerned. Concerned about one of the Braves' most important players. Without him, we don't win that 2021 World Series. And now the Braves are without him again. Tyler Matzek has been placed on the injured list with more elbow issues. Matzek missed last season coming off Tommy John surgery. And the hope is that he would make it all the way back. Not exactly. So far this season, he was one of the worst relievers in baseball in hard contact rate. One of those advanced analytics stats. Hard contact rates. Matzek was having issues keeping his pitches off the barrel of the bat, which is a bad thing. That's not good. And now this, elbow soreness. Oh, no. It reminds me of another outstanding Braves reliever who faced the same type of adversity. Johnny Venters was filthy
coming out of the bullpen for the Braves. His hard sinker was nasty. It was almost unhittable. Then he injured his elbow, got surgery, and Venters never made it back to the top of his game. Is Matzik facing the same path as Venters? Or is this just a bump in the road? And I spoke about this prior to the season getting underway. The thing I thought Matzik, other than just being a lockdown reliever out of the bullpen, the other intangible that he brought to this Braves team, who is, this team is still known as like the nicest team in baseball. Matzik had an edge about him. He had a mean streak. And I think that's something the Braves need. And his lockdown stuff was going to help them make a run at another title this year. I'm concerned. Because this might be the last we see of Matzik. And there's your big take. Am I overplaying this a little bit? Braves called up Ray Kerr to replace Tyler Matzik. Ray Kerr.
You're going to have to fill me in a little bit on there.
Bob. Well, the 680 The Fan research staff has not had a chance to hit that yet.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, well, we'll tell you more about Ray Kerr tomorrow. Sounds like a guy, a character out of one of these baseball movies, Ray Kerr. But Matzik, man, I had such high hopes this season that, and I guess I was, you know, expected too much coming off the Tommy John. And, man, he was out for an extended period of time, obviously rehabbing the injury. The rehab was something that they gave him plenty of time to make it all the way back. And it did not go well earlier this season. 11 earned runs in 10 innings. For Tyler Matzik. Hard contact rate. Three home runs and 48 at-bats. And it reminded me of Venters, who was absolutely awesome when he was at the top of his game. And when we won the World Series just a couple of years ago, you know, without Matzik, I don't think we were going to win it. I mean, he took over in the postseason. Down the stretch, when they handed the ball to Matzik at the end of those games, he was locking them down. And then we got into the postseason. He did the same thing. Remember the Dodgers series when we took down the L.A. Dodgers? Men on base, crunch time, one-run game, got to get them out or we're going to lose. He got them out. And we win the World Series. And now he's got elbow soreness. And we're going to rely on Ray Kerr, who we don't know much about. I'm concerned. I'm going to miss Matzik. I hope it's not one of these things is going to keep him out for an extended period of time. We'll see, though. 15-day injured list for Matzik. Let's talk a little Falcons football here off the top.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, the Atlanta Falcons with the first-round pick going to Michael Penix Jr. Hearing a lot of talk and at the coffee shop yesterday morning. Didn't get a chance to stop in there today. Yesterday, there was a lot of talk about the Penix pick, everybody's still all over that, discussing that. And so many, I would say the majority of the guys in the coffee shop, they would go right to the fact that the Falcons did not take Dallas Turner with that first-round pick. That we needed Turner. We needed a pass rush. They can't remember the last time we had a legitimate guy putting heat on the quarterback. And I'll agree that is really important for a winning football team. Got to be able to put that quarterback on his back, intimidate the opposing quarterback, get after the opposing quarterback. And the Falcons have not been able to do that. Not that I was sold on Dallas Turner being able to do that. Sort of a one-trick pony with his pass rush. But I wonder about Troy Anderson. I mean, it seemed like everybody's high on him. Came in out of nowhere in the draft. And when you hear people talking about him, you know, it went right to the athleticism. Boy, this guy's athletic. Man, he ran that 4.5. He laid down that 4.5 40. Man, he's fast for a linebacker. Troy Anderson. He's going to be a star wearing this Falcons uniform. Well, last season didn't go very well. He lasted 2 games before he went down injured and was out for the season. But now he's back. But I'm not sure he's got a position right now. I mean, inside linebacker, we've got 2 starters. Guys that I'm high on. I don't know about you, the listener, but come on, Landman. He stepped up big last season when Anderson went down. Nate Landman, 110 tackles last season. Boy, he was good. And Caden Ellis, who he signed coming out of free agency going into last season. Man, Caden Ellis was awesome. He had 122 tackles. So I know Troy Anderson's not taking either one of their places. So can we move Troy Anderson outside? Troy Anderson, can he play outside linebacker? You know, the thing I noticed about Anderson playing the inside linebacker spot was he was slow to anticipate what the play was going to be. He seemed to be a half step slow every time, recognizing the blocking scheme, what the running play is going to be, where the running backs, so what hole he's going to hit. I mean, you gotta be able to anticipate this as an inside linebacker. He didn't have that. Now, he might be able to run you down the field, but didn't have that anticipation. You need to be a big-time player on the inside. But I wonder, what about the outside? I mean, we keep talking about or hearing about how athletic he is, how fast he is. So can't we have Troy Anderson coming off the edge? I'm just saying. Got a new defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake, a new scheme. It's going to be a 3-4. Is that where Troy Anderson's going to make his impact? Got to find a role for this guy. What is the vision with this new coaching staff? I would love to be able to sit in on those defensive meetings right now, especially when they're discussing what they're going to do with Troy Anderson. Because the Falcons in the 5th round took an inside linebacker out of Notre Dame, J.D. Bertrand, who does have great anticipation, led the Fighting Irish and tackles over multiple seasons. He has what Landman doesn't. I mean, what Anderson doesn't, and that is great anticipation. So let's put Anderson outside linebacker, and see what he can do there. That's what I'm thinking. How about you? And we always appreciate you calling in the show. It's a one-hour show. It's a little tough to take callers every day. But the number is 404-231-1680, the number. If you would like to jump in, we would appreciate you being a part of the show. Maybe you've got an answer on what the Falcons can do with Troy Anderson. Seems to be a popular guy. Everybody, you know, seems to like him, even though we hadn't seen much out of him. But ever since I saw that he was slow to react on the inside, I wondered if that was going to be the spot for him. Maybe this new coaching staff can find a role where he can contribute. Otherwise, it's going to be a wasted pick, which is never good. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to talk to Peter Moylan, outstanding golfer, celebrity golfer, and a former member of this Braves bullpen. Looking forward to having Pita on the show. Moylan coming up next. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. It's the Buck Belue Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Great to have my daughter Audrey in studio today. Braves fan girls. Gonna be working on that a little later today. You ready for this?
Yes, it's just for the girls.
You happy to be home?
Yeah, I'm happy to be home for a couple months.
It's good to hear. We love having you back home. From Mississippi State. What do you think about your brother coming out there later this summer, getting his college career underway?
Yeah, I'm excited for him. He's gonna be an equipment manager for the football team.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if they get some running backs hurt, he can
jump
jump right on in there. All right, so get ready for the top five. It's coming up in a moment.
All right.
Right now, though, let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on Braves insider, former Braves relief pitcher, and outstanding golfer, Peter Moylan, joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Peter, appreciate you taking time to come on today, man.
Morning, buddy. How are you?
So did you take in that Braves game last night? We had another close one.
Hey, we did. I had an appearance last night at the stadium, so I got to see it firsthand and then listen to it on the way home. But, yeah, it was nice to get that one, especially coming home. Tough, tough road trip, but good way to start the homestand, that's sure.
Peter, I'm concerned, and I started the show with this today. One of my thoughts coming into the year was it was going to be so great to get Tyler Matzek back in that bullpen. I don't think we would have won that World Series a couple of years ago without Matzek shutting these teams down the stretch, high-pressure situations. They gave the ball to Matzek, and he just shut down the Dodgers in the postseason. We go right into the World Series. He's leading the way in the late innings, and so I thought, oh, gosh, elbow surgery. He's out all of last season. And I was thinking we're gonna really love the fact he's back in there getting the ball in high leverage situations. Plus that mean streak, I think, is so important to a team that is known as being the nicest team in baseball. Man, I'm hurting today knowing Matzek's on the IL. Are you concerned?
I'm not concerned. I'm hurting for him for sure. And I agree with you. We don't win the World Series without Matzek, even if you just take that one inning that he was able to go through the Dodgers. But I just want to give you a little story to make everybody feel a little bit better. Back in 2009, I had recovered from Tommy John surgery, and I started the year in the bullpen. And by the All-Star break, my ERA was at a 6. Now, back then, we didn't make as many moves as they do now. So you'd basically just sit me out there in the bullpen and give me as many opportunities as you could to try and get right. Keep throwing me out there. Eventually, it's going to come. And as soon as the All-Star break ended, I ended up giving one more run up for the rest of the year. So it's just all about feel for Tyler. The velocity's not quite back all the way there, but it's good enough to get out. As soon as he gets the confidence to get through a clean inning, he's going to be 100% fine. You go back a couple of outings ago, and the inning started off with a dribbler to the first baseman, and that's how the whole thing fell apart. If that's an out, the whole inning changes. He just needs a little bit more luck, and he's going to be just fine.
And what is, so you're not concerned, it's just they're protecting him, got a little soreness, we're going to shut you down for a couple of weeks and hope things just heal up by itself?
I hope there's definitely something going on. There's definitely something going on with that elbow and that arm. But whatever it is, it's not going to be something that's going to keep him out of the game for more than a couple of weeks, I'd say. Get him some innings down in AAA, get him some innings whenever he needs to, get that confidence back, get that elbow feeling right, and he's going to be just as good. As I said, the velo and the bite on the breaking stuff just isn't quite there yet. And that feel is that last thing that comes back when you recover from an injury, even if it's been 18 months.
And what is a guy like Ray Kerr thinking, right? I mean, he's coming in replacing a guy on the roster that everybody had confidence in, and nobody seems to know much about young Ray Kerr.
That's usually the best way, is because if no one knows anything about you, then the other team doesn't know much about you either, and then the advantage goes straight to him. But from what I understand, it's big breaking ball, big fastball, a lot of stuff, and if he can control the strike zone, he's going to be really, really effective.
Also, Pierce Johnson going down. Same problem, a little elbow soreness. He's on the IL. Our bullpen thinned out a little bit right now. Pierce Johnson, exactly. He's been better than advertised. I think it surprised a lot of the Braves fans.
He has really, really, that contract in the offseason probably gave him a little bit of confidence. When we got him, obviously the numbers from Colorado were not exquisite, we'll say that. But what he did in a Braves uniform, just like Jesse Chavez, there must be something in the sauce over here with those two guys. Able to come over here and find some sort of magic in a Braves uni.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That Jesse, man, he's something else. I mean, he just keeps bringing it.
I don't understand it. I wish I did, because I'd get some of that secret sauce and I'd still be trying to pitch myself. But Jesse is just an absolute beauty. He doesn't ever ask questions. He just does exactly what people ask him to do, and he does it effectively.
You know, this Reynaldo Lopez, you got to see him last night. With the White Sox, had more success out of the bullpen than he did as a starter working in the rotation. And so I'm thinking, okay, here we got a guy we're going to plug in that bullpen come postseason time. He's got the high velocity. This is what some of these other teams have that we may have been missing. And gosh, next thing I know, he's a starter, and he's off to a tremendous start.
You couldn't have asked for anything better, honestly. And last night was probably his worst start of the year. We ended up getting the win anyway, but it was just one inning. He might have run out of gas a little bit towards the end of the inning, but his effectiveness as a starter has been really, really impressive. CJ last night said something along the lines of, you know, he taught himself how to get in and out of jams out of the bullpen, so he's been able to use that. He hasn't really needed to use it so much this year, but when he does get a few base runners, he's able to make a pitch when he has to.
Peter, I was telling you this on the golf course on Monday that, you know, I just promised myself and our listeners – on the Buck Belue Show, I wasn't going to freak out during the regular season this year. Just really looking toward the postseason that, you know, if we're playing our best baseball toward the end of the year, then we can make a run toward that World Series. And here we are. Phillies are just lights out right now. 18 out of 21 they put in the win column. Dodgers are obviously off to a really impressive start, sweeping us out in L.A. over the weekend. So I'm not freaking out at all. Just hoping this group's going to play their best baseball at the end of the year. What do you make of what's going on right now? We're having trouble scoring runs, which is what we did best last season.
It is just one of those periods where there's a couple of guys, your main horses that you expect to put up numbers, that just aren't doing it a clip that you're used to seeing. So there's obviously some frustration, but it'd be more frustrating if we were sitting in fourth or fifth right now. I'm with you, Buck. Look, it's great to get off to a great start and, you know, win 97 games. But if you end up puttering down the end for the 94th, 5th, 6th, and 7th win, and you get that over the course of 2 weeks and you're playing terrible baseball at the end of the year, going into the playoffs, you've seen that kill momentum. So I'd much rather them iron out the kinks now, get whatever's troubling them now. Matt Olson's going to turn it around. Austin Riley's starting to swing it better. The power's going to come for Acuna. There's all these things that are going to start to fall into place. The weather's going to start to get warmer and ball's going to start traveling a bit more.
All right, we get to see Chris Sale go up against his old mate tonight. He's been filthy. He's a guy we need at the top of his game at the end of the year, but he looks great right now.
He sure does, and he's doing it effectively, too. He's doing it efficiently. He's keeping the pitch count down. He's going seven innings and under 100 pitches last couple of times out. You know, he's had that one bad inning, it feels like, in most starts that's made the numbers look a little worse than what they probably should be. He's probably been our best pitcher out of that starting rotation so far, if you really break it down.
Peter, how long have you been
playing? Ronaldo's probably.
How long have you been playing golf?
I picked it up over here, honestly. I picked it up when I first came back over here in 2006. And then, man, when I blew out for the second time in 2014, it gave me an opportunity to play more golf than I've ever played in my life. And I got my handicap down to about a 2. But since then, I've stopped scoring because I have just the frustration of not being as good as I was back then.
Well, your game was so impressive on Monday in the Braves Foundation Tournament. We had a lot of fun playing with you, and I was totally impressed with your total game. You were bombing it off the tee. You're hitting those irons pure. You're putting a good roll on the ball on the green.
You are very humble. You carried us for basically the last 3 holes when I ran out of gas. You know, this old man on his legs, you were carrying us, quarterbacking us all the way through that thing.
Let's do it again.
Anytime, buddy.
Maybe we can make some putts next time. Peter, we appreciate your time and insight, brother, and really love you on Bally's, by the way. The job that you have been doing there over the last handful of seasons, man, it's been great seeing you on that, too. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate you, Buck. See you soon, mate.
Peter Moylan, former Braves reliever. I'll call him our Braves insider here on the show today. And I really appreciate Peter, as we call him. And that leads us right into the top 5. Audrey, you ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buck's top 5 on 680 The Fan.
Number 1, are you really buying what the Falcons are selling about defenders?
I guess you're talking about the length. Yeah, the length. You know, apparently that's what Fontenot really focused in on, is when the Falcons are now taking a defensive player in the draft with Raheem Morris and Fontenot. Apparently, the number one thing they're looking at is their length. How long are their arms? Which is very interesting. Or Horhoro out of Clemson, the defensive lineman we moved up and took at the top of the draft. 34-inch arms. 34. Really good. You got Dorlas out of Oregon, the defensive lineman we took. 33.25 inches. The length. Trice out of Washington, our edge rusher we brought in the draft, 32.5. Logue out of Georgia, they took late in the draft, 33.5. Length. What's your arm length? It's what the Falcons are focused on. Am I buying it? Call me old school. I mean, can the guy play or not? You know, it's like they measure the quarterback's hands before they go into the draft. I'm more about, you know, watching the videotape and seeing if they can play football or not.
All right, next. Where do you think Charlie Condon's going to go in the MLB draft?
Man, he's having a great season, a record-setting season for Charlie Condon. Well, the draft coming up here soon, and I believe the Cleveland Guardians have the first pick in the draft. A lot of talk about Charlie being the number one pick. And they had the draft lottery at the baseball winter meetings back in mid-December. And that's where the Guardians came away with the number one pick. You got the Reds 2, Rockies 3, A's 4, White Sox 5, Kansas City 6. Gosh, out of those organizations, I mean, I'd prefer Charlie end up in Cleveland. I mean, come on, the Rockies are terrible. A's playing in a second fiddle stadium right now. White Sox, they are awful. Yeah, I think the Cleveland Guardians might be the best spot for Charlie Condon. I hope he goes number one.
All right, and now where do you think the Hawks are? Do you think the Hawks are going to hit it big in the lottery on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, the NBA draft lottery coming up on Sunday. Well, the Hawks going to cash in. Believe right now they've got a 3% chance of getting the number one pick in the draft. So a 97% chance they won't get the number one pick. 14% chance they get a top four pick. Lowest spot they could have is 12. That would be the lowest spot they could select, and they enter the process in position number 10. You know, 14 times in the draft, the Hawks have been in the lotto, and only four times have they moved up in the draft lottery. So, I mean, percentages are saying don't expect a heck of a lot as far as the Hawks moving up and getting one of those top picks.
All right, number four, what do you enjoy about the PGA?
Yeah, the PGA next week in Louisville, Valhalla. Going back in there. And you know what I really appreciate about the PGA is it's the strongest field in golf of any major. The top 100 rated players in the world today will all be playing in the PGA. I like that. Get to see the top 100 players in the world play. Can't beat that.
No. All right, and last but not least, who is Alabama's go-to wide receiver?
I don't think they have one. In fact, I don't think they've had one in a couple of years now. And they were on an absolute roll with these big-time first-round draft picks at the receiver spot. But, you know, they didn't have one this past season, year before that. I don't think they have one this year. They got this five-star Ryan Williams reporting to campus here coming up in a few weeks. They have a receiver from Washington, Jeremy Bernard, who transferred in to follow Kalen DeBoer to Tuscaloosa. But, yeah, at this point in time, I don't think Alabama has a go-to receiver.
Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Good job, Audrey.
Yep, love it.
Good job. You're all over it, man. All over, and that leads us right into the Bulldog beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
All right, the Bulldog beat. Yesterday, I had my top five teams in the SEC.
Woo!
I had Georgia number one. Had Georgia number one. Somebody's going to say, yeah, Ballou, you homer. Well, no, I don't think I'm the only one. Road Dog just printed this out and gave this to me. DraftKings, they have come out with their early betting lines going into the college football season. And I believe they've got Georgia number one coming into the year. But they've got the early betting lines. Georgia will take on Clemson in that first game of the season, favored by 13.5 points. Neutral site game right here in Atlanta, taking on the Clemson Tigers. Wow, Clemson has fallen. Can they get up? Clemson, a 13.5 point underdog going into that matchup. Georgia now going to Tuscaloosa. Everybody's focused on that one. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing Georgia head on over there and give the Tide all they can handle. Alabama, Georgia, a 4.5 point favorite in that game Am I reading that right? 4.5-point favorite going into Tuscaloosa. Auburn, Georgia, a 24-point favorite in that game. Wow. Talk about a program that has fallen. They're trying to get up. Auburn, 24-point underdog in the game against Georgia. Georgia also going to Austin, Texas, taking on the Longhorns. Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite, taking on Texas on the road. Very impressive. Down in Jacksonville against the Florida Gators, Georgia, a 22-point favorite. There's another program that was on top of the world not too long ago. Boy, they have fallen.
That one is my favorite. Just seeing that we would be favored over, just the idea of beating them by 22 points down in Jacksonville would be so sweet.
Yeah, and I think that's doable right there. Doable. You know, when I see a line like that, 22, what if, like, Kirby has the reserves in there in the fourth quarter and then the Gators, like, gets a meaningless touchdown to cover the spread? Just saying, Ole Miss, Georgia got to go to Oxford. Taking on Ole Miss, and Kiffin should have a good team out there. They have reloaded in that transfer portal. Great quarterback in Jackson Dart, known to score points. They struggled a little bit against us last year between the hedges, scoring points. But Ole Miss, a 7-point underdog. And then Georgia at home taking on the Tennessee Volunteers, a 17.5-point favorite.
That one was kind of surprising to me, among even more so than maybe the Bama one. In the Texas one, just that big of a margin over Tennessee. I know it's at home this year, but, man, they got a lot of hope in that quarterback up there in the hills.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to see that. I did not see this prior to you handing me the sheet just a few moments ago. Alabama line looks, I don't know, I thought it'd be like 3. Georgia minus 2.5, Georgia minus 3. Right now it's 4.5. Going into Texas, taking on the Longhorns, Georgia a slight 1.5-point favorite. That seems right. Clemson a 13.5-point underdog. Wow. Dabo better coach him up. Very interesting. Hey, we want to qualify, give away a couple of tickets right now to for you to go see one of these Live Nation concerts right now. They've got the $25 all-in show coming to Atlanta. Live Nation Concert Week is your chance to purchase tickets to this summer's hottest shows for just $25 each, all in, $25 per ticket. Live Nation Concert Week, ticket on sale runs through Friday, so you better jump on it. If you don't win here today, 404-231-1680, the number, maybe you'll be a winner. It features over 120 local shows and amphitheaters, clubs, and arenas. For a complete list of shows and dates, to get your all-in tickets for just $25, go to livenation.com/concertweek. And we're talking about Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's back in my day. Cole Swindell, hey, the Doobie Brothers, another one of my faves, Janet Jackson, Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Santana, Foreigner. Got a lot to choose from there. We'll give two away right now, thanks to Live Nation. Got a lot going on there. Coming back on the other side, we're all over it. We'll see what's popping. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. Show here on the Fan, and I just was told that ratings went up when Peter Moylan was on the air. So we appreciate it, Pete. Thanks for the insight. Great playing. Braves had a home run yesterday. Kelnick with his first home run for the Bravos. And that was good to see. And that, you know, with this little campaign we've got going on with tire discounters, that's my first thought. Is okay, yeah, you get a Braves hit a home run, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and a free oil change with your tire purchase. More home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals at Tire Discounters gets. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves.
Let's find out what's popping.
Yeah, so Chris Sale going to face his old team, Boston, tonight. Go get them, Chris. Shut them down. Dynamics are also very interesting when something like this happens. You know, you're facing your old team. It just seems to mean more, right? Because, you know, the intensity goes up. You know these guys. They know your strength and weaknesses. You know their strength and weaknesses. Although in this case, when you look at really the only batter he's faced in this Red Sox lineup is Garrett Cooper, who's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. So, you know, that doesn't really apply here, apparently. It's going to do it for the Buck Belusha. I don't have time for the final word. We got to get to Cellini and Domino. Stick around for that. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for joining me today on the Buck Belusha.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.